Statistical nightmares. Do you solely rely on motion cameras to determine when and where you hunt? If so, stop. I truly enjoy using motion cameras. It's exciting to view the new photos and videos. So many things can be learned by their use. They improve the entire dynamics of research and hunting. However, do not assume they are capturing a photo or video of every deer in your area, regardless of how many are in use. I'll use a 1 square mile property for my example. There are 27,878,400 square feet in a square mile. The average motion camera field of view covers about 225 square feet. It will take 123,904 motion cameras to completely cover every square foot of a mile square property. So you're probably going to be a few cameras short, not to mention the staggering expenses. I know, you're screaming at me right now saying, I have a plot watcher or a similar function camera that covers more area and the deer don't even have to trigger the motion. So do I. As newer technologies are introduced, it does change the variables more in favor of capturing the buck of your dreams. However, just the few statistics I've listed are staggering and should start your mind to questioning, am I really seeing all the bucks on the property? Now, to place even more doubt in your mind, let's take a look at some additional statistical variables that really distort the picture. No pun intended. Regardless of the manufacturer or the model used, the odds that you will get a good photograph or video are 50-50. You either get a good one or you don't. Top-rated brands with fast trigger speeds and greater image abilities only improve the camera, but not change. This does not change the statistic. The odds of getting a photograph of a buck are 50-50. It's either going to be a buck or it's not. However, this variable is even more distorted based on the buck to doe ratio on your square mile of property. You can't get a photo of a buck if he doesn't exist. We rely heavily on motion camera location to shift the odds in our favor. But even in selecting a proper location like a community scrape, we reduce the odds again by how we install it. Ask yourself these questions. Did I wipe the camera down with scent-free wipes? Did I wipe down the batteries and the SD card inside? Were you scent-free when you installed it? Yes? Really? Remember this morning when you got up, the dog jumped on you? You also got perfume on your face when you kissed your wife goodbye? Oh, and she asked you to take the trash out on your way. You needed gas, so you stopped at the convenience store and spilled a little on your hand. You wanted something to eat, and they sell that really good fried chicken, so you got 2 pieces to go. Several people you know were standing outside talking. They were smoking and you had to shake their hands and talk with them a while. Do you see where I'm going with this? You stink. So now, how frequently are you disturbing the area while checking for photos? Statistically, you're reducing the odds by all the things you do wrong. About now, you're screaming at me again saying, I use a cellular camera and I don't need to check it all the time. Well, that's great and it certainly helps. The old saying that practice makes perfect was what I was taught when I played sports. When I coached Little League baseball, I found that not to be true. However, what is true is that perfect practice makes perfect. And there are only 4 ways to do something, but only 1 way is the best way. There's the wrong things the wrong way, the wrong things the right way, right things the wrong way, and right things the right way. We need to do the right things the right way. I wrote this article to make you stop and think about doing this right things the right way. If applied correctly, you can start to eliminate the statistical nightmare. I got 3 more cameras for Christmas. I will continue to use them to the best of my abilities. Just remember, do not solely rely on motion cameras to inform you of when and where to hunt. If you do, you will miss out on the total experience of hunting and the enjoyment of living everyday outdoors.